Today we're going to learn Daf Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph on Masechta Shabbos. We're holding on the bottom of Daf Kuf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, about 5 lines from the end of the page at the word Tanya. Tanya Rishuming Leil Omer. Kol Shasha Shlosh Miyom Ba'adam Einu Nefel. If a baby survives 30 days, then you know that it's not a Nefel, that it's a baby that's going to live. Shnemer Ftuyom Iben Chodesh Tifta, because the Pasuk says Pidin HaBen is only after 30 days. Shmonas Yom Ben Behema Einu Nefel. For a Behema, if it lives 8 days, then you know it's not a Nefel. Shnemer Miyom Hashmini Bahali Yeratzim Lekar. Because an animal can only be born as a carbon if it survives to its 8th day. So it says Mar Halosha, Sfeik Ava. Sounds like if the baby does not survive 30 days, then it's only a Safek, whether it's a Ben Kayama. So how do we do a Mila and a baby on Shabbos if, after all, he might be a Nefel and might be Chil Shabbos? Amar Vad Barava, Malin Osamim Manavshach. Im Chai Hu Shaper Kamahil, Vim Lav, Mechtach Babasarhu. It's a Mimanavshach. If he's a Ben Kayama, so then the Mila is Docha Shabbos, and if he's not a Ben Kayama, then he's like dead meat anyway. It's like cutting a piece of meat that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. But wait a second, the Braisa says that if it's a Safek, whether the baby was a 7-month pregnancy or an 8-month pregnancy, you cannot be Mechal Shabbos to do the Bris Mila. Why don't we say the same argument that Miman of Shech should be okay to do the Mila? Because if he's a Ben Kayama, you could do the Mila Vimla Mechatech Basar, who, and if he's not a Ben Kayama, so then you're just cutting meat anyway. So Mar Brei de Ravina, Novar Rav Nuchum Bar Zechai, Targimna Mimhul Hachinami Mahalinan Lei. Yeah, we explain that you do the Bris Mila, even when it's a Safik Ben Shiva, Safik Ben Shmona. Lo Nitzchay Lemachshirei Mila V'Aliv Rabbi Eliezer. What we said, you can't be Mechal Shabbos for the baby. That means even Rabbi Eliezer, who normally allows Machshirei Mila to be done on Shabbos, will not allow Machshirei Mila, the preparatory work for the Bris Mila that involves Malacha, to be done on Shabbos for a Safik Ben Shiva, Safik Ben Shmona. Amar Bai Kitanai. This is, in fact, the Machlokas Tanaim, whether a Nefel is considered like a mace. How so? Because the Pasuk says, Kiyamas min ha-behema asher hilachem liachla. So we darshan, lahavi ben shmona, to tell us that a baby that's born in the 8th month of pregnancy, she'ein shchito mitaharto, that doing the shchito will not be mitarit from Tumas Nevela. Rabbi Yosef Yidub, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, shchitasu mitaharto, that the shchito does mitarit from being Nevela. So my la ba'akim ifli, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas over here? Demarsavar chayhu, umarsavar mesu. The Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lazar hold that a ben shmona is a chay, and therefore the shechita is metarit from Tumas Nevela. And Tanakam holds it's a mesu, and the shechita is therefore not metarit from Tumas Nevela. Amar Rava Iyachi, if that's the case, that the Tanaim argue, if a ben shmona is like a chay or a mesu, either mifki lin tuma v'tara, lifki lin nachila. Instead of arguing about tuma and tahara, let them argue about eating it, whether it's mutzah to eat after the shechita. Ela dukulei am lemesu. Now, everyone agrees that it's considered a mace. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Savri, Kitrefa, that it should be just like a trefa. Trefa la vafagav de mace, he shchitas mitaharit. A trefa, even though it is considered dead, but a shchita will be mitaharit and will take away the tuma status of nevela. So, achinami lo shna, so ben shmona also, but the shchita will serve to take away the tuma status of nevela. For Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan would say, no, lo dami the trefa. It's not like a trefa. Trefa, haisa la shasa kosher. Trefa at least had a time where it could have survived before it got ill. Hi, lo haisa lo shasa kosher. But this animal that was born after 8 months of pregnancy never had a shasa kosher. V'chitei mitreifa mibeter ma'ikel neymar. So you can say, well, not every treifa had a shasa kosher. What about an animal that was born a treifa? Well, hasam yesh b'mina shchita. At least other animals like it will have shchita. Hacha ein b'mina shchita. But over here, any animal that was born after eight months of pregnancy doesn't have a kashra shchita. So Yibayiluhu, mi pligi rabbanan leidr b'shem gamliel olo. B'shem gamliel had said that someone that were choshesh that his tam baby is a nefel. So does the rabbanan disagree with that? Im tim tzilam ar pligi halach kamaso in halach kamaso. And if the rabbanan do disagree, do we pass like b'shem gamliel? Do we pass like the rabbanan? So three rabbis. Raya number one, Toshima. We have the Braisa that tells us as follows. Egel shalol b'yamtov shochno so b'yamtov. If you have a calf that's born on yamtov, you could shecht it on yamtov. You don't have to worry that it's a nefel. So you see, again, so Moshum Gamliel, so says, well, no, Hachmei Eskin, and the Kamei Bukvei Shekhalo Chadosh, if that's if you know for sure that it was a full-term pregnancy. Toshima Raya number two, Vishavin Shem, no let who Muma Mimahu, Shazemin Amuchan, that even though there's Machlok Shem Shem Rabbi Yehuda, whether you're allowed to look for Mumin of Anabachar on Yom Tov, that if it's, everyone agrees that if it was born with the Mum, then you're allowed to look at the Mum on Yom Tov. So don't you see very clearly that against Rav Shimon Gamliel, because the Chum disagree. That we see clearly the Chum disagree with Rav Shimon Gamliel, because the Bechor is motzei b'achila on the very day that it's born. So Hachinam Yishakal Lo Chadash of Nats, also talking about a case where you know that it was a full term pregnancy. Tashma Raya number three. Dam Rabbi Dama Shmuel Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. This is the most direct Raya. It says beferish that Halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Halacha Mechal Depligi Shma Mina. So from the fact that it says that Halacha is like him, it shows you two things. First, it shows you that the Chum in fact do disagree, otherwise you wouldn't need to say that the Halacha is like him. And second, you see how we paskin, you see that we paskin like him. Says Gemara in the new story, Amar Abayi, Nafal Miragag, or Chalo Ari, Divrei HaKol Chayu. If you have a baby that falls off of a rooftop or was some terrible accident, gets mauled by a lion, everyone agrees that that is a Ben Kayama. Ki pligi, the whole machlokas between the Chum and Shem Gamliel is shepihek v'meis, that all of a sudden after it's born, it has a little bit of chiyus, and then it yawns and it dies. So marsaver chayhu, marsaver mesu. So that's where the Rav Shimon Gamliel says that it's that it's becheskas. The chacham say that it's becheskas chay, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says it's becheskas mes. L'may nafkamina liftar min ayibum. The nafkamina is if that baby were alive when its father died, does the mother require a yibum? Nafal min agago achalo ari divrei kol chayhu. If it falls from a roof or is eaten by a lion, everyone seems to agree that it's considered a living thing, and therefore it would exempt its mother from Yibum. For Rav Papa of Ravun Rav Yeshua, he called the baby Bereda Ravidi Bar Avin. But one time Rav Papa of Ravun Rav Yeshua went to the house of the son of Ravidi Bar Avin, and they prepared for him a delicious piece of veal that was killed on its seventh day of life. If you only would have waited until nighttime when it was the eighth day, we would have eaten from it. But now we can't eat from it. Now, how did this animal die? It died with shechita. So that's akin to being nofel menagag or achalo ari. Why don't you just assume it's a ben kayama? So we got it all wrong. If the baby just yawns and dies, everyone agrees that it's a mace. Ki pligi b'nofel menagag v'achalo ari. The machlokas is if it's killed in some sort of terrible accident. That's where Mar Savar Rav Shimon Gamliel holds mace hu. Umar Savar and the Tana that disagrees with Rav Shimon Gamliel holds chai hu. There was a baby born to the son of Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, and he died within 30 days. Rachman al son Yosef komisabeli lavei. So his father was sitting shiva for him. Amalei avua. So his father said to him, Rav Dimi said to him, Sabrinisa kabayis lemechal. What, you enjoy the food that's brought to a shiva house? Why are you sitting shiva? Meaning the baby didn't make it to 30 days. Amalei kimli bei shakal lo chadashav. No, I know that it was a full term pregnancy, and therefore he was a ben kayama. And a similar story. Ravashi went to Rav Kahana's house, Itra Be Milsa, when Rav Kahana's son died. Within 30 days, Chazia di Yosef comes abel lave, and Rav Ashi saw that Rav Kahana was sitting shiva. Amalei lo savle mar lahadam Rav Yehuda Shmuel halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. Don't you hold that we pass in Rav Shimon Gamliel that it's dino kinefil and therefore you don't have to sit shiva? Amalei kimli begave. He says no. I know about this baby that it was a full term pregnancy, shekal lo chadashav, and therefore that's why I'm sitting shiva, because I know for sure that it wasn't a nefil. Okay, we'll stop there, and we'll pick up at Itmar next time.